Assalamu alaikum to all the Muslims and greetings to all the non-Muslims. I hope you're all doing good today. Now, today I'm going to discuss something completely different than what I usually talk about. You can say that this discussion is out of this world. It's a different video than the normal other ones. And that's the question: do aliens exist? Is there extraterrestrial life out there? Now, there are two opinions. One opinion says yes, aliens do exist somewhere out there. And then you have the second opinion, which is no, they don't, because we haven't found any, and none have made contact with us. Now, I'm of the first opinion that aliens do exist. Now, when I say aliens exist, what I mean by that? Because there's also two camps of people who believe in aliens. One belief, the people who believe in aliens, they say, yeah, microscopic life exists someplace out there. Microscopic. And then there's the other camp which say, no, maybe microscopic life exists, but on top of that, intelligence also exists. Another life form out there which is like humans, intelligent beings. And I'm of camp two. I believe aliens exist, and I believe they're beyond microscopic life. I believe that there are intelligent beings out there who have their own way of life, civilization, etc., etc. That's what I believe. And I believe 100% that the Quran supports this thesis, that there is other life out there, excluding jinns and angels. I believe that God has made it clear in the Quran, and I'm going to give you the verses, which in my mind prove that aliens do exist and that they're out there. So the most strongest verse comes from Surah 42 verse 29. And this is what it says: and among his signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth. Let's just stop there for a second. In the Quran, when it says the heavens and the earth, the heavens usually refers to space, the universe. So continuing: and among his signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the living creatures that he has scattered through them. And he has the power to gather them together when he wills. So notice, this verse in the Quran says that Allah has scattered living creatures through the heavens and the earth. Not just on the earth, but in the heavens as well. So God is clearly telling you that he has made life here on earth and life in the universe. It can't get any more explicitly clear than that. In fact, if you go read the Islamic commentaries, such as Ibn Kathir, who is one of the greatest classical Islamic commentary, he states that this verse includes humans, jinns, plants, animals. But notice, he doesn't say that this verse only refers to humans, angels, and jinns. He said it includes them, meaning that there are other creations. And that's what he says. And so do the other Islamic commentaries. So notice, even the Islamic scholars, when they interpreted this verse, they didn't say that this verse simply refers to humans or the angels and the jinns. No, they said that this refers to humans, angels, jinns, animals, plants, and other creations, which we don't know about, because God hasn't told us about them, but he has told us that they exist. Secondly, there are some Muslims who might interpret this verse and say that this is referring to the jinns and the angels. But the jinns don't live in the universe. The jinns live on earth. And that's made clear in Surah Baqarah, when God kicked Satan and Adam and Eve out of heaven, he said, earth will be your home. So earth is the home of the jinns and the humans. And the angels, they don't live in heaven. They don't live in the universe. They just pass through the universe when they have to do something, but they don't really live there. So either way, this verse clearly, and according to even the Islamic scholars, refers to other life in the heavens. And here it is again. And among his signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth and the living creatures that he has scattered through them. So God tells you that he has scattered living creatures through the universe. And we know it's not only referring to the jinns and the angels. Now if you want another explicitly clear verse that there is other life out there, then go read Surah 65 verse 12, and this verse seals the deal. And this is what it says: Allah is he who created the seven heavens and of the earth a similar number. So notice in Surah 65 verse 12, Allah tells us that there are other earthly planets in the heavens, because he says, I've created seven heavens, seven layers of the universe, and of the earth I have created the same number, seven other earths. So here it clearly says that there are seven other earth-like planets in the heavens. And now, seven can also refer to many. So there's no reason why someone can read this verse and can't say seven means more than seven. But whatever the case is, we know that there is more than one earthly planet which we're living on, according to the Quran, and God makes it clear here. Now there are some Muslims who claim that the seven earths refer to the seven continents. But even the classical Islamic scholars refuted this thesis and said this is nonsense. It doesn't refer to seven continents. Rather, it refers to seven earths. So this verse makes it clear that there are seven earths out there, and logically this means that there is life on them. So this verse right here seals the deal that there is intelligent alien life out there. Also, let's go to Surah 17, verse 70. Surah 17, verse 70. And this is what it says. Verily, we have honored the children of Adam. Basically, we have honored humanity. We carry them on the land and the sea, and have made provision of good things for them. And this comes to the most interesting part of the verse. And we have preferred them above many of those of whom we created with a mark preferment. So here God says that humanity has been preferred above many of the other creations. And as we all know, humans, according to Islam, we know that humans have been preferred among, above the animals, above the jinn, and above the angels. But here, the verse says many of other creations, not all. So this means that there are other life forms, excluding jinns, angels, and animals, whom humans have not been preferred to be above them. Because this verse clearly says, and we have preferred them above many of those whom we created. So God says we are only preferred above many of other creations, not all creations. And according to Islam, we know for a fact that humans are preferred above animals, jinn, and angels. The fact that this verse says many means that there are more life forms out there, which we humans have not been preferred to be over them. So these three verses make it clear, explicitly clear, that there's alien life forms out there. So it's up to you to do what you want to do with these verses, because even the classical Islamic commentators have said that these verses aren't only referring to jinns, animals, and angels. So I believe in alien life forms out there, and so does the